Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We're 1 week into the new year and already the resolutions are starting to pile up. My gym at the Y is jam-packed with new faces, all intent on treating their bodies better this year. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, a lot of resolve goes into changing our eating habits, which is why we've invited nutritionist Courtney Ferreira to be with us today. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you.
A lot of resolutions do get made, and a lot of them are, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds or something like that.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of really lofty resolutions coming into the new year. Often I find people are really, they're going for the extremes, right? They're saying, I'm never eating sugar again. I'm never, I'm going to lose all of this weight. I'm never going to eat out again. It's not realistic.
No. And probably not sustainable, right?
No, not
and
at all.
Is that the reason why most people fail?
It sure is. Sure is.
So what is your advice? How do we avoid that?
So I really believe in starting small, and it's not super glamorous, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to pack my lunch for this month. That's okay. Not a glamorous thing, but those are the habits that stick.
Sure.
So small things, you know, maybe I'm going to eat out less, cook at home more, pack lunch. I'm going to eat breakfast. I'm going to stop eating ice cream at 10 o'clock every night. Some small goals that you can actually keep track of.
Right. I think keeping track is crucial, right? Looking for success and feeling that you've done something. What do you recommend in terms of doing that?
So I recommend pen and paper, but people can use, you know, their phones if they prefer. But if you just have a calendar, maybe you're going to put a check mark every day that you pack your lunch and don't eat out. And then you can really see your successes adding up.
So in terms of losing weight, you're saying eating out, we're obviously going to be consuming more calories no matter what. And then so packing a healthy lunch, even if it's a couple times a week.
Right. It makes a big difference.
You keep track of that and you can look back over the month of January and feel some success.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do we plan a good, healthy lunch? What would go into that?
That's a great question. And we don't need to overcomplicate it. So you want some kind of vegetable, ideally something that's green and not too starchy. So we're thinking cauliflower, broccoli, leafy greens, squash.
Sure.
And some sort of carbohydrate. So maybe that's a little bit of sweet potato, a little bit of brown rice. We always want some protein in there, whether it's fish or chicken or another protein of choice. And some healthy fats. So maybe that's some feta cheese, maybe that's olive oil. We can mix it up, but the fat helps us really be satisfied.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people talk about avoiding white things like white bread and white rice. Is that true? Is there some science behind that?
So, you know, really, it gives us energy and not much else. So we're not getting a ton of fiber or vitamins. So my, you know, recommendation is if you are going to choose one of those more refined white items, balance it out with a vegetable. So if you're doing white rice, balance it out with cauliflower rice. If you want to have white pasta, put some zucchini noodles in there.
What are some of your favorite really healthy foods to eat?
That is a great question. So I love avocado just because it goes with just about every meal.
Sure, right?
It's really good.
It is sort of the perfect everything.
It is. It definitely is. I like oatmeal because I use it as a snack sometimes. It's good for on the go. Maybe you can make your own granola bars with it. And I love eggs. Those are just my absolute favorite. Eat them every single day.
Yeah. Do people worry about cholesterol as much as they used to?
Some people do, but we have really dispelled that myth. You know, you want to eat eggs. Eat the whole egg. The yolk has a lot of benefits to it.
Sure.
And it makes a quick breakfast or snack.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, this is all great advice.
Thank you for
Thanks for being here. Thank you, guys.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.